why do you think Scotland needs to become an independent nation?
I think there's a lot of issues in terms of democracy within Scotland, and we're at the point where we vote for more of a kind of social democratic left-wing perspective, but in terms of the governance that we get across the UK, it tends to be focused more towards the right. We have kind of UKIP mania taking over the UK. We've got a Tory Prime Minister that only has one MP in Scotland. And from my feeling, I think that what Scotland wants is not quite possible on a UK-wide basis. That's an end to wars, focusing on more of a left-wing kind of socialist perspective that supports people in working-class communities instead of supporting weapons like Trident and bailing out banks. So for me, the question is about trying to get a better country and trying to choose a better politics. I think at the current state, the way that politics is dished up within the UK, Scotland is a minority on a UK basis.
So do you think that Devo Max would not be enough then for Scotland?
I think it's unfortunate that that wasn't offered to people in Scotland, because I think there's a hunger for something like Devo Max. So that in areas like welfare, where we're having the bedroom tax forced on us, or where we're having cuts forced onto working class communities, the powers are there for the Scottish Parliament to stop it. But unfortunately, the situation is, no matter how many powers you devolve to the Scottish Parliament, the ultimate thing that will still be there at the end is that we don't have the control over our power for money. And the way that the UK has done devolution, it's quite warped. You've tied in devolution into spending within England. So as the Labour Party and the Tory Party pursue the same agenda, where they're privatising the NHS, they're getting rid of free education, they're offloading all of the public services into the private sector, that means that there'll be less public spending, which means that there's less money going to the regions of the UK, including Northern Ireland as well as Scotland. So for me, the referendum is about trying to get away from that and trying to create a better society.
Gary, I just want to know, Gordon Brown has been kind of leading the way for the Devo Max kind of position on things at the minute. And do you not trust him?
I think the problem with Gordon Brown is he's quite complicit in some of the problems that have actually affected not just Scotland but the UK. You know, this is a man who was actually at the helm when the whole economic situations, the problems have happened. For me, I can see that there's a section of society in Scotland that does respect Gordon Brown. I can see why he's got involved in the debate. Personally, I think that he knows the reality of the situation is that if we continue in the UK, that Scotland will not be better off. I think he knows that, because he's not a stupid guy. You know, he's quite smart, and he knows that if we continue on the current setup where priorities are set from a government that has a different idea than the priorities of the people of Scotland, that is going to affect them.
In terms of the referendum itself, this is going to be historic, not only because Scotland might be leaving the United Kingdom, but also because people from the age of 16 will be able to vote. Do you think it will make it difficult for other regions to turn away 16-year-olds who call to have a vote in their individual regions?
Well, I feel I'm really encouraged by the fact that 16 and 17-year-olds are able to vote. I think it's making a real good progress. The fact that 97% of the Scottish electorate have registered to vote has shown that young people will intend to turn up and vote on the day. I think the fact that that's the first time it's happened in British politics can only be a positive, and I hope as we move forward we see the franchise extended to these 16, 17-year-old people who work, they pay taxes, mm-hmm. They are responsible citizens just like the rest of us, and I think that they should have the opportunity to vote.
And Gary, what do you think about the uncertainties re the Scottish currency if Scotland do become independent? What currency do you think Scotland are going to use?
So I think this is quite an interesting question for me. I think there seems to be some situation that's occurred in this referendum where it seems that one side has all the certainty and one side has no certainty. But I can't guarantee what I will be getting when I vote for a no vote. I don't know what that entails. The powers still haven't been explained. For me, the pound isn't something that I'm loyal to. It's a currency that's actually been complicit in the economic disaster that's happened. But I still take a point that anybody can actually use any currency that they want to use. We could use the dollar if we wanted to. And we see so many examples of that around the world where people have tied themselves to
Ed Miliband and David Cameron stopped PMQs to come to Scotland to campaign. Do you think that the Westminster elite are running scared?
People here have been watching the social media scene and obviously traditional media as well. There's been a lot reported about the Orange Order parade on the 13th of September. Do you think that that parade in Scotland by the Orange Order has turned people on, or has it turned them off voting for yes or voting for no? What do you think? A lot of the campaign nowadays, I mean, it has been played out on social media. Do you think that's been a real drive to attract more young people to turn out and vote?
I think so to an extent. I think one of the things that's actually surprised me is seeing the amount of people from the older generation who start to engage with social media where they may not have done before. And definitely the debate is alive and well through social media. There's, you know, literally thousands of Facebook pages, groups, encourages me is that on social media, on the campuses and cafes and workplaces of Scotland, people are actually discussing politics.
And who do you think has run the best campaign, Gary, and why?
Personally, of course, I'm more leaning towards the yes side. I feel that there is one side that's put up an agenda for change, and they've talked about ideas that really affect people across communities across Scotland. I would say that's the yes side. I feel that the no side has really put a lot of tactics to scare people and to worry people into voting no. Even today, I've seen something from the Labour Party in Scotland saying, if you don't know, vote no. But for me, I don't actually know what a no vote means. I don't know what the timescales are after a no vote, what powers will be devolved.
There seems to be a lot of uncertainty then on both sides. Do you think that both campaigns have lacked in fully explaining what they're actually campaigning for?
I think, unfortunately, in this kind of situation, there's always going to be some kind of uncertainty when you're voting for massive constitutional change. I think that one side has had more power to do more investigation. If you look at an issue like the EU, the European Union was not going to get involved in internal state issues. The UK government could clarify positions, but they said that they won't negotiate an exit on the UK. The problem there is that they're admitting that they're not giving people the information that they need to make a judgment call.
If Scotland leaves and goes independent, will we still be able to buy iron brew in Northern Ireland?
Oh, I'm pretty sure you will be able to. Indeed, we'll probably see more exports as the Scottish economy continues to grow and people can spend more money. I'm sure we'll see a massive splurge in iron brew.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much, Gary.
Okay.